Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello. That was really deep.
I know, right? I've been working on my hormones. No, I was kidding.
I've been taking extra steroids.
Been trying to sound more like a man.
Yeah, someone told me I sound like a faggot on here, so I'm just going to like get that out of the way, you know? Like, for the record, whoever said that, I'm flattered. Like, it is June, right? So, Pride Month. Congratulations.
You just inflated my ego, that was it.
Yeah, a little bit. But anyways, I hope you are having a good day, you know, like I said before. But, Hero,
yes.
I have a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
How tall are you?
Don't lie.
5'1".
On a good day?
Don't lie.
5'7".
All right.
I'm 5'1".
And you, Tweety, how tall are you, huh? On a good day?
On a good day, like... Never mind, I'm gonna say something.
when you're soft on a good day, like, no cheating.
Soft.
Why is it like that? Oh, like
soft.
At least it's soft. Soft,
like I say, like 5'8" and a half, 5'9".
Okay, and then you're not soft.
When I'm hard, probably like 5'8".
probably like 5'6". I think we're the same height, aren't we? Or like maybe I'm like
no, you're like half an inch.
You're like 5'9" now.
Well, that's the thing. I thought I was 5'9", but then when I like went to the doctor that one time when I was a baby, I wasn't 5'9".
I thought I was 5'2", but
probably like 12 inches.
Yeah, a little bit. No, I think I'm 5'10", like a strong 5'10". You know, I've been drinking pre-workout, so that could be helping me like sustain my height.
You think you're growing?
You actually being a vegetable?
Have you lift weights?
Oh yeah, I lift weights
on your
a
shoulders,
lot.
Shoulders? You're getting shorter.
On my shoulders? No, I don't lift that kind.
Is
of
that what weight. Happened to you?
Yes.
No. Well, what happened with Hero was he was actually like 5'7", but then when his knee broke, you know, he lost a few inches, so he went down to 5'1".
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it hasn't been the same.
My knee was 5 inches.
To put in like baby knees to replace.
How they get those fake knee pads?
The volleyball ones.
Aw.
Those are nice.
You like those? You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like the little walkers of the tennis balls on the bottom too?
But anyway, so for today, I know Tweety had brought up this cool idea, right? Not really that cool. It was all right.
Not original either.
Yeah, not original. But so that's why I guess I give him some credit for it. But we're going to be doing Am I the Asshole stories. I think I've seen these all the time on TikTok and on and like Facebook too, little clips.
Yeah.
And the little YouTube
with
shorts.
The Subway Surfer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the little games playing. Oh, yeah. Hero, get cuts for y'all.
We
oh,
can
no,
use
Brawl Stars.
An old one,
oh,
though.
Oh, we can have Brawl Stars and video on the bottom?
Yeah. I don't see why not. We could screen record you playing the game, and then we just put a story on top of it, and boom.
I'm not that great.
I was going to say Temple Run, but...
Or Temple Run. Or Flappy Bird.
Does that still exist?
Temple Run? Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there, like, Temple Run 3?
There's, like, 4.
Oh.
No idea.
It's like building its own cinematic universe, you know?
I
like
still got the original characters. Angry Birds.
You do?
It. I always wanted to get you the football
the original?
Player.
Huh?
The football player.
Which one?
From Temple Run.
Oh, the Negrito?
Yeah.
Why do you laugh at that? Isn't
just
because
he's
not?
Black doesn't mean he's a football player.
No, he was black.
There was... Oh, never mind. You know what? but whatever. Anyways. So yeah, we're going to be reading some Am I the Asshole story. I guess we're going to kind of like give our opinion on what we think about it. I've heard some fucked up ones before. And I kind of like... I've always wanted to be like... That's not right. You know? Like...
You're the asshole for that.
Yeah, you're kind of an asshole, you know? Do better. No, I was kidding. Be a man.
What would Hero do?
Anyways, so am I the asshole for not helping my husband financially? My husband, 34, male.
Wait. Hold on, I was going to say, like, we should do a pre-story, like, guess. Are we going to say asshole or not asshole?
Oh, and then, just like, by the title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just by, like, the first sentence.
Okay,
what
well.
What do you think? I don't know.
The first sentence or the title?
First sentence.
The title.
Or
no, that title. We'll do a title. Oh,
okay. So, I'm saying not the asshole.
Not the asshole for not helping my husband financially.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, look, if you're married, I say it's kind of an asshole move. No, y'all are a team.
I would say asshole.
I would say.
We'll see how this turns out.
But. Yeah, I'm going to say yes too.
I'm going to say not the asshole.
Not the asshole?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, my husband, 34 male, and I, 29 female, got married 4 years ago. We've been together for 7 years, and a year into our relationship, he gave me an ultimatum that he wants a prenup and we can sign one if he asked me to marry him, or if I didn't want to, we should break up. I was offended, no doubt, but I was told to suck it up, and it was for my benefit too. At the time, it was definitely... Oh, shoot. This is a weird sentence right here. At the time, it definitely wasn't. It made a lot of sense. Wow, these people need to learn how to type. And he wanted to go 50-50 on everything. We fought about it, but in the end, signed and with mostly everything he wanted intact with some minor modifications. What does that mean?
Just the prenup.
Like they signed the contract and like they were good with everything and they changed something.
Okay. The main mod being if I had to be a stay-at-home mom, I would get a salary for doing my job. And he would pay for 6 months maternity leave for me since I didn't work for a company at the time that offered it paid.
That's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird. Otherwise, he came in much wealthier than me, and I was expected to pay for half everything, making 3 times less than him. I said we should add a disability clause. Wow. Or a loan system in case one person needed help, but then he disagreed.
Clause?
That's because she spelled
Your uncle is a lawyer.
No, it's spelled like C-L-A-U. Isn't
that how you spell it?
No, but she put cuz. Like, see, I was trying to like put the L-A-U, but she put this. Anyways.
Oh, I see what you mean. She forgot the L.
Yeah. But anyways, I said we should add a disability clause or a loan system in case one person needed help, but he disagreed and said he didn't want me relying on him. It was professionally done by our lawyers, even though my lawyer told me it was a bad deal for me. So right off the bat, I don't like this guy. I kind of regret.
Yeah, that's just extra.
We didn't end up having kids as he was starting a restaurant business at the time of our marriage, and we both were super busy. The restaurant had to be shut down at the end of 2020 due to not making money, and he declared bankruptcy. He had to part with a rental property that he had because of the bankruptcy. That was mostly his fault and most of his net worth. Wow. You want to take it away, Hero?
Where?
Right there. Boom.
I, on the other hand...
Oh, God, this is worse.
bought a place 2 years ago, which is where we live now in. This is weird.
See, she writes it
I
weird.
Also make 6 figures, have a lot more investments, and a good safety net now. I paid rent equally, nearly half of what I made at the time toward my husband's place that due to the prenup, I got no equity in. The place that is now rental place, he lost. So he's paying rent toward my place and furious because his job barely lets him afford rent and keep his Ford F-150 and motorcycle. He wants me to lower rent for him because he is struggling. I lowered it by $200. It is $1,400 now. But he wanted it lowered further because we've been together for a while. I reminded him that he tried to screw me with the prenup and let me struggle with a very high rent payment for years, and I never asked for a reduction. We are still married because I enjoy his company, but I am under no delusion why he made the prenup so harsh. I was only 23, 24 during the prenup negotiations, and even though my lawyer advises against it, I signed it without really thinking the consequences. He also now wants to dissolve the prenup, which I said no to. My lawyer wanted a sunset date on the prenup after 10 years, and he disagreed on the grounds that I might try to take his money after 10 years, and I think I should hold him to the same standard. He's angry and embarrassed about the bankruptcy, which sucks, but I don't think he should get a pass on the same rules he made me deal with when I was the one financially struggling.
Okay, so here's what it is. There's this guy. He's rich as fuck, right? Obviously, at the time of their marriage.
At the time of the prenup.
So, yeah. So, basically, he was like, look, I make the money. I don't want us to share anything about the money. So we'll do a prenup. So she struggled a little bit, right? But then one of the turning of tables, you know, now he wants like forgiveness and lower money or lower payments, all that stuff. Do you think that's fair?
Well, they switched places basically because now they're staying at her place where it's her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And now like he's basically doesn't like the prenup anymore because it's no longer benefiting him.
Right.
So
she's I just think the whole giving her, paying her salary and whatnot was weird. Like, I don't understand how.
Well, he was paying her to be a housewife.
Yeah.
Technically,
that's,
right?
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I mean, if it's gonna be a situation where the man wants to work and then the woman, you know, wants to be a stay-at-home mom or a housewife, I think one, it should be talked about, and two, the man has to make the money, right? So there shouldn't be any need to pay your wife to take
care of. But it's just like, it's just your money anyways.
Yeah, you're just, it's like, kinda like giving her a little...
It's like giving her an allowance, exactly, and then yeah, saying like, oh, she paid half because it's just your money.
It's his own money too at the end of the day. Like, it makes no sense.
So like he's basically paying everything himself, but he's giving it the idea of her money.
Yeah.
I revoke my original decision. And
I felt like it was wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it was wrong at all. I mean, I think
prenups are assholish to begin with.
I think it's a very sensitive topic though for prenups because let's just say no relevance, nothing, don't compare it to anybody. But for an example, let's just say that like I know that let's say like that my girlfriend wants to make a business, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say that like I, you know, I'm still at Formers, whatever, right? You don't think it's safe to like, oh well, like just in case, like maybe I should keep my own money because
if it becomes successful, then you get a piece of it regardless. So, though you had no part in it.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, like if something was to happen to her, right?
I
won't get the money.
With that, or if it's like a shared asset with somebody else,
yeah,
like other members of your family or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you should protect yourself from, you know, your future spouse or whatever. In that case, because it's not just affecting you, it's affecting
everybody,
other
else.
People.
And like I said, like y'all can be happy and y'all can trust each other. I mean, when y'all are alive, y'all are well, obviously they're not stingy and they're going to help you with what you need. They're going to provide what you need. They're going to support you in any way they can. But it's just a safer, secure way of keeping your money. Mm-hmm. Now, like, let's say like something happens to her and then I'm on my own. Well, I don't get that money. Well, I mean, it's ultimately like my fault in the end for being comfortable, don't you think? And not going the extra mile to make my own money, you know? It's like a 50-50. Like, it's hard
in the case of death or something like that, but you would still get it if you're the beneficiary. Stuff like that. But
that is true.
But I guess it should still pass on to you. It has to do with your will too.
Like, yeah.
It's not just.
Because you can have a prenup, like you said, and I guess if she...
prenups is more like for breakups.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I don't like them, because you're preparing for failure.
Preparing for failure as in like just divorce or...
Yeah, like...
Pretty much.
Hey, you want to be with me, but there's like a prenup. Why? Because you think we're going to break up at one point? Like, that's not the whole point of marriage. Like, you shouldn't have that thought in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you want to protect your assets too, but like, it's your relationship. Like, you shouldn't go into it with the thought of we could break up. Like, you should go in there like full on. Like, this is the person I want to be with. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a toss up, honestly. Because
wouldn't the loophole like be like the will, like a prenup, but still have the will? Like, okay, like if I do die, then I get permission to give him the money regardless.
It will depend on the prenup.
I think what I lack knowledge of. Is the prenup, is it specifically like protection from your partner or from in general, like the partner's family?
No, it's just, it's a person. Oh shit. It's a interpersonal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like what you said. It's a hit or miss. I mean,
I've heard like these really bad stories where like it's the woman that cheats or does something wrong and then they take everything from them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what can you do?
I mean, I think your intentions would be that you want to be together forever, but is it so bad to have a contingency plan?
Yeah, to me, yes.
But like, there's like, because you never know. Like,
no, yeah, you never know, but like it, Batman, it might sound a bit naive to go in there and believing in love and all that, but I just think that's the way it should be.
Everybody could just stay poor. Just don't make any money.
I think if someone has like a legit business and they're rich, I kind of see it. But if it's someone that's like mediocre, as in like the same pay as you, and they want a prenup, that's kind of stupid. I think that has to be like a good like
reason.
Yeah. Now, like, what if they would it be wrong? Like, let's say like, can I use your girlfriend's name in the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say like Chiwiwi.
Shout out.
Imagine that. No, let's say like Blanca. Like, let's say she Look, like please. her shirt business. By the way, she has a shirt business, or carpet too. Right?
Yes.
All right. Blanco's Creations?
Yes.
Okay.
BMN so, Creations.
Yeah, so BMA?
BMN.
Oh, BNM. All right. So let's say like this creational project like was from the beginning before she met you.
Mm-hmm. And here's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, no. They haven't met yet. Yeah, no, but like kidding. But like Blanca is like super rich.
Yeah.
And then she meets you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think it's wrong then to have a prenup?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
I think he's going to say it like...
I no take care of you, you take care of me. Yeah, I take care of you.
He's afraid of the...
But I mean, she'll still take care of you with the prenup, though.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, if something was to happen between us and she's rich, like, I wouldn't want any of that money because I never earned it.
Right.
But not everyone's like that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'd be like, we don't have to sign a prenup because I don't see no point in it. And if we do break up, like, hey, that's your money, whatever. Like, there'd be a way to separate our money and... Whatever money goes for bills, like, we'll put it somewhere, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's rich, like, at the end of the day, that's her money.
You'd be like, Mommy, can I get a PlayStation 5?
You know, like, she'll spoil me and all that. But if anything does happen, like, I wouldn't be, like, inclined to take her money.
Right.
But at that point, I understand why people do sign it because...
Would you keep your Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Well, so at the revolves, I like combine two words. If the roles were reversed, would you make her sign a prenup?
No.
So just so that the general prenup in general is just a no for you.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So before
even
I move
if I'm
on,
the rich one, like I wouldn't suggest it.
Okay.
Like, and if at the end of the day, like, you're taking half my money because we separated, like, that just shows what kind of person you are.
Oh, man. That pisses me off. Is like, I think it was Dr. Dre. Oh, his ex-wife was like, you gotta pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or whatever.
Over child support?
Like, it's not even child support. It's like alimony. So that she can maintain her lifestyle.
Yeah.
But what like, does that mean, though? You don't have to have the lifestyle of like extravagance and like all this stuff. You can live a normal life.
Fucking.
Look at me.
Lawyer bullshit. Like emotional damages. I mean, sometimes it applies, but.
Well, all right. Well, final consensus?
Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
I would say not asshole, but also like, if you were gonna do something, you probably would have just. All right, that's enough. But
she's just giving him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of wrong.
Do you think that's petty though?
Yeah. It is petty, and I guess it could be wrong.
That's why I would say like, well, it's karma. It's a halfway.
It's a halfway asshole.
You should be better than how he was acting.
You should be better, but you don't have to.
Right. No one. You're not obligated to be the better person in life. That's a lesson I learned.
I would have said like, if he was gonna act like that, I probably wouldn't have married a person like that to begin with.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
so too.
I probably would have just called it off.
But a lot of the times, I'm not saying woman. I'm saying both genders or whatever gender you are. People have a hard time like realizing that and being like, this isn't.
They
for
just
me.
Deal with it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's why. I mean, it happened to be a woman this time, but I'm saying like everybody goes to that where like. They're a part of something and they're like, well, maybe I can't do it better. So let me just stay here. Anyways, we'll go on to the next one. That was a good talk. And that's it for... No, I was kidding. All right. So before we go with the story, am I the asshole for telling my mom she's making me fat? I'm going to say you are the asshole. Because being...
I'm kind of scared from the last one, so I'll say no.
I think she's the asshole.
Okay,
or
I always have to hear it, but yeah, I'm gonna go with yeah.
This is the point. Okay. This is the fun part.
A couple of years ago, I, 34 male, lost my job due to the company I worked for going into financial trouble. My husband at the time didn't work, which caused us to struggle for money and eventually led to him abandoning me and our three children. That's the asshole. Anyways, three children of
there's at least one
nine female, seven female, and then 5-year-old male. Because of this, my parents, 65 male, 64 female, offered to let us move back in with them for a while. Everything was fine, but after a few weeks, I noticed that the food being given to us was both unhealthy and given in very large quantities. I didn't want to offend my mom, so instead of bringing it up with her, I offered to do some of the cooking instead. However, she insisted it was all done by her because she enjoys it. Reluctantly, I obliged. And just
obliged, and just thought
I'll just leave most of it. And then the problem with this though is that she started offering anything I didn't eat to the kids, who always ate all of it, since they didn't realize how bad it was for them. I also didn't want to talk about this with the children because creating a fear about gaining weight always does more harm than good. This carried on for about a whole year before I finally brought up with her. I've gained almost 50 pounds and I'm now almost obese, and two of the children are clinically obese now as well, with the youngest still being firmly overweight. All of them get a reasonable amount of exercise, but it makes little difference when they're eating almost 3,000 calories a day. A few weeks ago, I watched their school sports day and it was worrying how little they could do. The two girls couldn't even run 100 meters and had to walk the final part. I told my mom she had to stop giving us so much unhealthy food, but she snapped at me and said I should be grateful that she's even letting us stay there. I hate conflict, so I ended up backing down, but I feel really bad about the effect it's having on my kids. Recently, the oldest one has been trying to avoid sport at all costs since she doesn't enjoy it with the extra weight. Am I the asshole for bringing it up with my mom? So that's where it ends, and there's an update. So I'll read the update later.
Discuss it first.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I want to hear the update?
Up to you.
Say it again. Can I hear you?
Okay, well, update. I brought up again more harshly with my mom, but she refused to budge, so I took the kids to a pediatrician. It went how you might expect. They need to lose weight and have to cut down on how much they're eating. I explained the importance of the kids losing weight to my mom. After reading some of the comments, I suggested I be in control of serving the food so she could still cook, but I had control of portions. My mother wasn't so keen on this, so we met in the middle and allowed the children to get their own servings. Although they still took more than was probably healthy, it was less than before, so little progress was made. My mom still did my portion, and it was still very large, but I didn't mention it and just ate it because I didn't want to annoy her just when I was making progress. After dinner, I managed to convince my two youngest children to come on a walk with me and my dad. The walk wasn't long, probably only about a mile, but it was a step in the right direction. However, when I got home, my mom told me that she had given my oldest daughter, who stayed behind, seconds because she looked happy. So second servings. I told her not to do that again, but she was pretty non-committal, so I'm not sure I trust her. And just to clear up a few misconceptions, I have a job, but it's basically minimum wage. My mom is also obese and very nearly obese, that she doesn't see how it's affecting all of us.
I think they're both assholes.
Part two. No, I'm just kidding.
I think they're both assholes.
I don't think the mom is an asshole. I think she is oblivious to the negativity of food and too much of it, if that makes sense. And the mom, I understand like her frustrations, but at the end of the day, like, it's up to you, and they're your kids, right? And you know, at the end of the day, like, no matter how much food your mom makes you, right, in this situation, this story, she could easily like store the food away.
It's a guy, by the way.
And it's like, you know, like, I think you're in control. It's
yeah,
up to you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too the whole time. Like, they're your kids. It's your body too. Like, you
yeah.
don't. He's using his mom as an excuse. And that's what makes him an asshole.
Yeah. You're blaming someone else for your obese, for your eating. Now, the reason why I say it's up to you personally is because, recently, like, I mean, y'all know, right? Not the audience. But, you know, I'm trying to eat better in my life, right?
Sure. I'm just kidding.
All right, that's it for the podcast. Hey, boy, thank you for coming. And
But you're trying?
Hero won't be here next time.
I'm going to go home and cry.
No, you found the asshole.
Yeah, I found the asshole of the group. No, but the point was, like, you know, my grandma likes to cook traditional Mexican food, and I love it. You know, there's not a doubt in my mind that I love her food. But sometimes the Mexican food isn't the best for you, right? And we do have like cookouts and we grill outside. But sometimes whenever it's like a chill day and I work out really well at the gym, I don't mind eating a little bit bad.
Yeah.
But to make it a consistent like thing, like, I learned how to be like, no, like, I can't eat that. And at first, you know, my grandma did get upset because she, like, you know, she didn't understand. But once she realized the progress I was making with my weight, stuff like that, she finally saw it. And she backed away and this and that, and she started making healthier food. And my mom makes healthier food too, for me, and not just for her, but for me too. So I think it's about, like, you know, having that self-control of like your discipline. Like, yes, you can eat what your mom makes you, but at the same time, you can also talk to your mom about just like
communication, hey, with your whoever's
making, like, I want to lose weight. Can you help me like eat better at the house by maybe cooking things more healthier for me?
And the portions too. Like he said, I know he was controlling the portions. That's always good too. Like the utensils.
Well, he was just like the part where he's like, he was eating it all just so he doesn't offend her. Like, that's not
asshole.
That's not what you need to worry about. Like,
Like
Oscar said, like, just say, I'll save this for later. Like, I'm not hungry anymore.
There's better ways to say, you're not going to eat that.
Yeah.
Right? You know, but you can just be like, no, like. And, like, and then the good thing about it, too, is like when we do make extra food, and I know you do it, too, like we eat what we eat right now, and then the next day it's lunch, you know, leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
You're portioning out that meal. Whether it's healthy or not, it's not as bad when you spread it out a little bit, you know? Yeah. So I think overall, like, I don't know. I think the biggest thing is communication in this story. But I mean, I think the mom.
I also think it's like really weird for her to say, like, or not agree with him. Like, hey, we should all eat better.
Yeah.
Why'd you work it like that?
I don't know. It's because I'm trying not to talk a lot.
Can't do it again.
It's because I had like 4 bad cigarettes.
Yeah, but I guess. To,
like, to be argumentative about it. Well, I don't.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're eating either. So it's kind of like, is it bad or is it just
a large portion?
Yeah. Or how bad is it? Is it is it just like Hot Pockets and sandwiches? Like, that was, hey, that was listen, your diet listen. In college?
Damn, calling you out.
No, but like, because even a big portion of healthy food is still bad for you.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the fact that he didn't specify intake.
What it is.
Yeah, what it is. I mean, now, could it be a big portion of broccoli? Or, you know, like,
Flintstone
I'm not saying
vitamins.
That's not what I'm saying it is. I'm saying, like, you never know. Like, if you would specify, like, oh, like, she's always giving my son, like, 5 pieces of pizza or, like, giving him, like, 4 cakes or whatever. I don't know, like, 4 pieces of cake. I guess it depends. But either way, like, it's up to you. I guess they're both kind of the assholes.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately, like, you need to learn how to, like, control it. Like,
and also your body. 3 kids when you have minimum wage job. How the fuck did you like manage that before?
I don't know.
I mean,
well, the husband.
Did it say what he did?
Nah, it didn't. I don't think it's relevant to the story. But yeah, both assholes. He's an asshole.
Yeah, I agree. You?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right. You're fine with the assholes? Or?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
All right. Am I the asshole?
Hungry assholes.
Oh, it just says, am I the asshole? My girlfriend fell asleep at male friend's home alone after smoking weed.
Ooh. This one's going to be tough.
Sleeping over at a man's house, period, when you have a boyfriend is a big no-no.
Under the influence.
That's a huge no-no. Me, personally, I would like...
Wait, whose perspective is it?
It's a boyfriend, I believe.
Yeah, it says, am I being an asshole for setting the boundary that I don't want my girlfriend to smoke weed or drink to the point her judgment is impaired while out alone with male friends? That's the big
asshole. No. Not the asshole.
No, not the asshole. Preach king. Preach king.
No, you're worth it.
It's obvious, though, isn't it?
Yeah, like, not to everyone.
All right.
Well, watch, he's going to be like some fucking psycho, like, I told that bitch, she knows her place. She belongs in the kitchen. Like, fuck it. Change my answer.
Anyways, in this situation that happened, there is a good male friend I have met twice. So obviously it's her friend. A good, but he met him. Well, let's see how this goes.
Is there such thing as a good male friend?
It could be, but like,
actually, it depends. Best friends. I would say not best friends, but like if, like the way I see it, like they could have been good friends, childhood friends before y'all were dating. You know, or whatever the case may be.
Is that a little sus?
No, I don't think so.
What?
That's like saying that us and Tiffany can't be friends.
It's a high risk.
Okay, anyways.
The way you look at me, that's
if I'm impaired in your room, shit.
Oh my God, stop. Jimmy, do you hear
that? Like, take advantage of me, daddy.
Anyways.
I'll sign a prenup.
Asshole.
She asked for permission to smoke up at her male friend's house. I responded saying it was not okay if she got so intoxicated that her judgment was impaired. He cooked dinner for her. They smoked weed and she passed out on his sofa. She explained that he's just a friend. She does not see him in that way. I said this was not okay, but she was so high she fell asleep alone at his house. She called me controlling and indicating I am a problem for making her feel bad. It's because sometimes they don't spell these words correctly. Thanks in advance.
It's a Reddit. It's not.
Addition, seems like a lot of people think I somehow make her report me her activities. So this is the message she sent to me. She asked me to bring leftover herbs over so we be smoking up later. Hope that's okay. This is my response. You'll need to ask my permission for that stuff. Basically, he's saying like he's been, now that she feels that way, she has to ask him for permission for a lot of things. You know, Milan, on these types of things, if you're so intoxicated, like from alcohol, to the point you do something like cheat, then we are over. You're an adult and you need to draw the line for yourself how far you enjoy life at the risk of being taken advantage of or when you know your judgment is impaired. So, summary. One, she was asking permission. It was not a conversation. She messaged me to confirm whether I was okay for her to smoke up. Two, I don't ask her to ask for permission on this stuff. I try and get her to take responsibility. Three, pre-context is she goes out and has been to parties with female and male friends. We have had a discussion and I set the boundary with her that it's not okay for her to go out and get intoxicated to the point she passes out or has impaired judgment like pissing in the middle of the street. So here's
Heroes done that.
No, fine. Hero.
We didn't talk about that.
Hero did lots of things on Sixth Street. Play the tape. My philosophy is
was that the end of the
story? Yeah, that was the end of it. My philosophy is that, and I think it's funny because me and Hero had talked about this like recently, like a long time ago, about like our opinion on stuff like this. And me personally, like, I don't mind if like, you know, like your partner has male friends or female friends or they them friends, right? Whatever. But where I get like upset is the male friends or the male friend by themselves.
Yeah,
like, I don't care what, like if they're in a group of like with male and female and I'm not there, well then I feel a little bit more comfortable about it because, you know, like it's a group setting where it's just both genders or multiple genders. That's just hard. But
both genders
is
correct.
Okay, anyways, we're gonna get canceled. All right, anyways, thanks for watching. Okay. No, but like, so anyways, so I agree with him. I don't think you should be out with a male friend knowing that you might get fucked up and you can't control like your well-being or your decisions. I don't think he's the asshole at all.
Well, I feel like in a party setting, you shouldn't do that at all. Like, you shouldn't get so drunk or so high that
you pass out an IHOP?
Yeah. That you fall asleep in the IHOP bathroom. And your friend walks in the bathroom and then sees your little feet at the bottom of the stall.
Am I the asshole if I fall asleep?
And don't eat your pancakes?
Oh, my
God. On the way out?
Oh, my God.
And they start crying on the way out?
Because y'all were mad at me.
First of all, I was. Twitty was just there.
Yeah, that's why I cried.
I was just taking it all in.
She said.
The whole ambiance.
anyways. Yeah, I don't think he's the asshole. Now, I think her asking permission is kind of like being a smartass.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, can I go to this with him? Or can I go yeah, like, you know, I think that's being kind of like, okay, you're being a little smart ass about it.
Being
like
a little asshole about it?
Yeah, because he actually wants to discuss, like, he, from what I read, it's just telling her, like she said, be responsible. Like, I'm not going to be your father or, like, your babysitter. Like, you know how to act. You're an adult, you know? But when you do stuff like that, you know, I'm going to get upset because I told you, hey, like, be an adult. Like, be responsible about it, you know? So I agree with the man. I think we all should agree with the man. Unless, I don't know about.
No, I agree, yeah.
How would you feel if J Money was with another guy, like right now, and she was like getting drunk? How would you feel? Today.
See, I don't think she would, so.
I'm not saying she would or not. I'm just saying, like, what's she doing?
If she's doing it right now,
like, how would you feel? I'm not saying she would do it. I'm just saying, like, if she did it.
And us?
Stop now.
We're getting high right now?
No. But like, how would you be upset? Like, you want to be bothered?
Yeah, I'd be bothered by it.
But like, 1 to 10, how would you be bothered? Like, how much?
Like a 7.
It better be 10. Oh, yeah, what do you mean 7?
I mean, that wouldn't be unless like some sus stuff comes out after that or find us out.
But they're
stuff
like,
about him.
They're male friends.
Some shit like that.
They're good male friends. And she went to his house to
just
get drunk.
I trust her.
I'm pretty sure he trusted him. But she's still doing that shit with the guy.
I know she wouldn't. Like, it's not, it would be like so out of her behavior to do anything like that. So I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to picture, but yeah, I would be like uncomfortable with it. And it would make it worse also, like, if you don't know the guy or if you have your own suspicions about that guy. Mm-hmm. And then for somebody to like, or your girl to get fucked up and then stay at his house.
Yeah. I would never be okay. Like,
ever.
Has to be super gay. Like, what if he likes him at his house, dude? Like,
what if your was at your nemesis house?
My nemesis.
Yeah, I don't know. Just picture you have a nemesis, and Hero was there, feet up, in his bathroom.
Pancakes on the table.
Pancakes on the table.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
Wow.
No syrup.
No syrup. No, I was kidding. I don't. Wait, what are you asking me? If I would get mad if Hero was up with another guy? Yeah, I would. I was
like,
ah. Damn,
bro. Like, what the fuck?
Why didn't you sleep with me?
My mic blew.
I think he was playing hard to get.
A little bit. I think.
No, I'm saying not the asshole though.
No, yeah, I don't think so either. I think it's very solid why he.
It could use some more context, but with the information we got, I say not the asshole.
Yeah, I don't think it's
asking too much to like do that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he shouldn't ask that much regardless.
Yeah, it should be.
Like, well, I mean, you have to figure out that it's a problem for your partner. Like, some people just don't care.
So then would you be like, okay, and like, well, how would you feel like if it was a consistent thing? Like, would you be like, hey, like, I don't know if we should hang out with that friend anymore?
No, I'm just saying, like, say this is the first time, like, you've ever hung out. And he's like, hey, I kind of don't feel comfortable about it. Okay, like, all right. I know now. So I'm not going to do it anymore. But, like, that's what you have to discuss with.
Yeah.
Who, your SO.
The little boundaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You?
What?
How would you feel if it was like Blanca?
No, I'd be pretty pissed off.
You're pissed off, right?
Yeah.
You'd be so mad?
She'll be like, okay, like,
would you get out of the truck and try to beat somebody?
Right? Pretend I'm Blanca.
Danny? Danny Hero?
She's a cubby. Wait, did she call you? I was wondering.
She has to be Chewy.
Chewy?
I'm going to go to my best friend's house and I'm going to smoke weed. Is that okay, Danny? Okay.
I'll buy you a place for $5
because I'm rich. Do you want some puppies?
Oh yeah, will she give you puppies afterwards?
But anyways, how would you feel she said that?
I'll be like, I don't know, I'll just question her about it, like, why are you going over there? Like, who's gonna be there? Is it,
I sound just like her.
You can turn into your mom and be like, where is it at? What time is it? When's it over?
Who's gonna be there?
What's their mom's number?
Should be like, it's my best
friend. Is there going to be food?
And my best friend, Biddy. What is Biddy?
I was going to be like, who?
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's your process, your mind, your thought process?
I would just ask a lot of questions, like, who's going to be there?
Okay, well, ask me, like, pretend I'm her.
Nani? I can't do this.
Say it in Japanese.
Yeah, say it. Hold on, say it with a British accent.
Daddy.
Daddy, what's wrong, Daddy? Wow, it's not kind of hot. I was kidding. Anyway,
sound like Emma Watson a little bit.
I have her boobs too.
They're pretty nice.
Thanks. You want to squeeze them?
Am I the asshole for squeezing?
And I wonder why I sound like a faggot in the beginning of that. Oh Lord. Anyway,
somebody said that. Whoever that is.
Whoa. This one has a cat involved. I'm kind of wanting to read this one a little bit.
I've read that one.
Bro?
I've read all of these.
Skip it.
Am I the asshole for going back on my agreement to watch my sister's cat?
You can't answer this because you already read it.
No, you can still answer it.
Then it's not a prediction.
Asshole. Answer it, Danny. Is that why I've been spot on?
Whoa. No, because you weren't sure what the one I read before.
And the other one was a technicality because they were both assholes.
He's kidding. No,
okay,
it's okay.
It's a technicality.
It's okay. Okay. It's not that funny. Okay? Anyways, so yes or no? Am I the asshole for going back on my agreement to watch my sister's cat?
Overall, yes. But I feel like it's going to.
I feel like
her sister added on things.
Yeah, it's going to be like.
That's crazy. Why.
I'm saying not the asshole, because I feel like
But if it's just that, then yes.
Like my experience taking care of your cats.
Hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
Was an angel-ish. Anyways, I think like Hiro said, it depends on like what happened after she agreed. Oh, wow. The lawnmower.
Perfect timing.
But just off of that, the title, mm-hmm. like no other context, like, yeah, he's an asshole.
Okay. Well, my sister, 24 male, left her cat with me, 30-year-old male. My wife, 28 female, and my 5-year-old daughter. Why did he? Anyways.
The cat's 30 years old?
Yeah, that's what I.
Yeah, no, he said my sister is 24. Her, I left her cat with me, 30 male.
He's
right?
a 30-year-old.
Yeah, and then my wife, 28 female, and then our 5-year-old daughter.
Okay.
So my sister had a meeting in the next city over, and she's staying until Wednesday. She left early today, and she couldn't find anyone to watch Roxy. So my wife persuaded me to agree because she loves cats. Roxy is a kitten, and we're regular visitors at my sister's place, so she thought it would be the best idea for us to watch her. It was all going fine until my daughter provoked Roxy and got scratched by her. That's right. That's the daughter right there. Normally, my sister is around and helps diffuse any scratchy situations, but we weren't watching my daughter, and she got scratched to the point of bleeding. My daughter now doesn't want to be around Roxy for good reason, so I called my sister and let her know she needs to come back because my daughter is hurt and can't be around her cat. No. Wow. My sister said she can't leave because of work reasons. I called bullshit because I know she had the opportunity to take the call from home, but chose to leave and be there in person and make a trip out of it. The meeting is also due to happen on Wednesday afternoon, so she has enough time to see some sights and then come back. She asked me if my wife can just watch the cat. However, my daughter is having a lot of sleep issues at the minute. We're getting her checked out for them, and needs my wife to fall asleep with her. Am I the asshole for asking my sister to travel back and going back on our agreement? My daughter is hurt, and my sister does not have any urgent work things to do that cannot be done from her home.
Yes, he's the asshole.
He is the asshole. I think, look, the fact that the cat didn't do anything because he literally said that my daughter provoked the cat.
Yeah. He should have known better and, like...
Her daughter was
what does he mean by provoking, though?
Well, they're kids. Just, yeah, they probably want like, to, like, grab like her to be and stuff. Mess with her.
But you just, like, go to pet Pepper, and then she kills you.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Pepper doesn't like to be touched.
Yeah, she wants up to you like she wants okay, you to scratch like, her back and stuff.
She knows me. Yeah. And then she remembers when I threw the Spider-Man at her. So she goes up to me. She rubs her body against my leg. She's like, "Hey, I know you for like
wait a minute, you're
10 years." And then she goes, because she's like, "He's the motherfucker that threw the fucking Spider-Man at me," and I cry.
Yeah, but that's different. But I still love her. But when I meet new people in general, or like when my family comes to visit me after a long time and they forget, I always tell them, especially now, that Lech is the nice cat and Pepper isn't. You know, that's me being an owner, knowing how my cats are, informing y'all or them how they act. Now, if you choose to continue to go after Pepper after I told you, that's your problem, not mine, you know? Now, I don't know if the sister told her brother about the cat being like not wanting to be provoked, but it's common sense. Like, I feel like little kids in general,
they're very rough on animals.
See an animal and they want to like grab them and hug them and touch them. And of all house pets that have four legs and furry cats, you know, and not ferrets, cats don't like being grabbed. If anything, like Pepper, for example, whenever she feels like it, she'll come up to you. And Leche is like a whole 180. He likes being with people, you know. They're different personalities. But like I said, I think he is the asshole because even if she got hurt, whatever reason, you can still find a way to separate the cat and the daughter. Where the cat, if it's just from like the weekend to Wednesday, 5 days, you can just put a cat in a room.
You don't have to make your sister drive all the way back.
Yeah. Just set it aside. And then whenever your daughter wants to be out and about, separate the two. And then whenever your daughter's going to bed or whatever, take him out. You go back and forth. I think this could have been easily, like, fixed.
Yeah.
You know, there was no reason for her or him to be like, "Hey, get trash back over here. Your cat's a fucking menace." No. That's not right.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's J. Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
That cat is a fucking menace.
Well, yeah, I think that's a lesson learned. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think it's kind of dumb. Like, she had to. She's just going to town over, and then she had to like, I would just take my cat to the hotel.
Well, some hotels don't take cats.
It's not easy to just travel with a pet.
You just leave it in the car.
But if you go to a hotel and you take a pet, whether it's pet friendly or not, any damages they do is going to be on you.
It's a lot of hassle just to take a pet.
Yeah. It's a lot of asshole.
Am I the hassle?
You are. I was kidding. No, but that was his fault or her fault, daughter's fault. I think the sister was flying me out of town and staying there. Whatever.
Damn. Whatever. So did he get any right?
Well,
I think he only got one half right. That one where they were both the assholes.
No, we both said that the guy wasn't the asshole.
No?
Or the boyfriend and the girlfriend.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we said that he wasn't the asshole.
I got four.
Shit, play it back.
I got four.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you missed the fifth one.
The one you haven't read yet?
Yeah. Oh, so that's why you're wrong. Well, anyways, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Am I the Asshole? Soon we're going to feature Hero in that Reddit, so we'll see what happens.
Never.
But I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. And
thanks for ending the podcast.
Don't forget that we are always uploading on Wednesdays. I know some of y'all ask me, and I always say the same thing, Dario. But anyways, yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.